This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's just creeping up to 6:05 in the evening, and our first story this hour is actually going to be focusing on, well, actually three big hotspots: social media, fake news, and media professionalism.
Recently, three Facebook users have had reports lodged against them for posts that they made allegedly insulting Islam. Home Minister Muhyiddin Yassin has spoken out about these incidents and said that the full force of the law will be used against those who insult religion and cause disharmony.
So, in that same vein, last week Communications and Multimedia Minister Gobind Singh Deo said that he's looking into options to curb social media misuse and that it was high time for a system to be created to keep the spread of false information, hatred and extremist ideologies under control.
What are they considering at the moment? Well, it's a bunch of vague ideas for now. The action will maybe come in the form of a legislation, a parliamentary committee, or based on what Gobind has said, an industry where there is regulation to ensure that before any report can be spread on social media, there will be a system to ascertain whether it is factual or a false report.
So how is that going to work? I mean, I don't understand how you can control that kind of flow of information.
So I don't know. Maybe it's like he's hoping that everyone can look into the future maybe 5 seconds before hitting post on a tweet or something.
Because, I mean, it's not as if bots are the only people kind of spreading fake news, creating fake posts. Lots of real people are responsible for lots of strange WhatsApp sharing as well. So I don't think it's limited to... I just don't know what the system would look like. Anyway, he said this in a speech at the Suhaka Media Program yesterday, or rather last week. And he also stressed on why legislative and other important measures such as strengthening media professionalism and ethical journalism are going to matter. He also wants to push for the establishment of self-regulatory frameworks and mechanisms being pivotal to combat fake news and to handle the misuse of social media.
In his words, this would encourage more mature and responsible journalism and enhance greater accountability. It will also create healthy checks and balances for media practitioners and their reports. Gobind also expressed hope that his ministry and all relevant parties could work together to achieve a system in which press freedom could be preserved and ensure responsible journalism in search for a balance required for governance, media and human rights here in Malaysia.
So there are a lot of different elements within the story, right? I mean, firstly, there's the part about irresponsibly posting on social media. We talked earlier about the insulting posts and how that does need to be regulated in some way. However, to kind of cobble that together with the issue of media professionalism, ethical journalism, ensuring freedom of the press, but also ensuring that everything that comes out of everywhere is verified before it is shared. It's just a lot of things to attempt to tackle at the same time, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's always a bit ick for me when the government tries to deal with freedom of speech and freedom of expression, because I think we are coming off the backs of a time where we were being actively charged for posts that were insulting to certain elected politicians.
Yes.
And at the moment, we still do have the existence of the anti-fake news bill.
That's one thing. I completely agree with that. I do think that it's dicey, isn't it? Anytime the government kind of enters this space, I think because we've been hurt before, it just feels, ooh, what's going to happen? But the other part of it is also, look, the internet's just crazy. Let's face it. It's global. It's huge. It's kind of a big wild west. And it feels like there's an awful lot to control. I think I would like to believe that it's going to come down more to individual internet literacy than it is trying to control and regulate something that has proven to be really unwieldy. You know, it's not just us who are grappling with this. Internationally, it's a huge problem. So I think it perhaps makes more sense to focus on the citizenry. I mean, to say, look, everybody needs to have some measure of literacy when it comes to recognizing fakery. Everybody should have some measure of civility or understanding what civility looks like online. And that is going to come down to an individual or rather an educational level, as opposed to saying a system is going to determine the veracity of stories before they go out. That sounds to me like... It just sounds so far away from how the news currently works.
And to me, I think I am actually a fan of some amount of regulation, not in the current states that some countries are doing and the ones that we have at the moment, the anti-fake news bill, right? But there is a need for sure, because at the moment, social media platforms have really failed to address when their websites and their platforms are used for the likes of terrorism, spreading hate. You still see a lot of hate speech. You still see a lot of messages and comments that have very racist tones to it. So I think where they have failed, I think government needs to step up.
We want to know what you think. Would a bill that combats this idea of... or what kind of options, really, should the government be taking to curb social media misuse? And by that, we're talking about the spread of false information. We're talking about the spread of hatred. Is this something that the government can handle through a bill, or is it going to come down to education? Let us know. We want to hear from you. You can call 7733 2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking very shortly with Fong Cheng Leong, who is a lawyer, of course, who looks into this area, and we'll get back to this right after this track from Blondie, Dreaming, BFM 89.9.
Building fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we are talking about Communications and Multimedia Minister Gobind Singh Dio's suggestion from last week that the government is going to look into options to curb social media misuse. They're not sure what form it will take yet. It might be legislation, it might be a committee, who knows? But the point is that he thinks that there needs to be a system in order to kind of halt the spread of false information or hatred, extremist ideologies, that kind of thing. So we want to hear from you about what you think the government's role should be in this situation. Can we regulate the internet in this sense? Can we regulate how people post and share, or is it going to come down to individual education? You can call us and let us know, 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Let's cross over now to Fong Cheng Leong, a lawyer who specializes in all laws related to the internet. Cheng Leong, always good to have you with us. So, look, why is there a strong need for a social media law, and what would it entail?
Social media law should entail how contents on social media should be regulated and should be governed. What are the things that cannot be said instead of things that can be said? So in the present case, we have some laws that govern social media. Of course, more than social media, it covers website, forum, blogs, instant messaging. For example, one would be the Communication and Multimedia Act, in particular Section 233 of the Act, which governs what cannot be said online. This old law has been around since 1998, and I understand it will be repealed soon and be replaced with new law. And I understand that this new law would cover three things: race, religion, and royalty. Obviously, things that you cannot say causes disharmony and so on and so forth. The current law, Section 233, is very wide, so it covers all forms of offences. The new government has in the past said that they want to repeal it because it's a curtail of freedom of speech. And as you may know, many of these politicians from Pakatan Harapan were actually charged under the same law for posting things online. So they now want to remove that. But if we remove that, then we need a new law to ensure that people don't say things that causes disharmony, or, for example, racial riots, or even spread rumors that are untrue. So new laws should be introduced quickly to replace this Section 233.
How would the Act then be enforced?
I think the new law would make it a criminal offence for anyone who picks and opposes any content of that nature. For example, the seditious nature, insult to the royalty, to the king, for example. Usually, this will come with imprisonment or fine or jail, or to both. But, of course, so far, there are no onerous sort of punishment, like, for example, whipping, or even hard labor, for example, or banishment in a certain jurisdiction. Or maybe, if the government decides to be a bit more creative, to ban these people from using any social media account for a certain period.
And how will companies like Google and Facebook come into play if these laws are enacted?
So far, these laws does not apply to all these social media platforms to say that they do not, they are not affected by these laws. In other words, they are not governed by this law. So for them, they will only comply with the law where they are present as in where they are, located, for example, in the U.S. And U.S. Practices a great freedom of speech, a very lenient freedom of speech over there. But over here, we have a little bit more restrictive in that sense. So, for example, over here, defamation is a criminal offense, whereas in the U.S., it is not a criminal offense to defame someone. So over there, if you defame someone, if let's say there's something offensive being said online, Facebook, for example, will use the laws of where they are, U.S., and apply whether this content are in contravention of the laws or not.
Gobin mentioned a possible mechanism to verify if a piece of news is true or false before being disseminated online. How exactly would this work?
It would be very difficult to verify a piece of news, whether it's true or not, at a fast pace. Of course, you can verify it much later, but if the information spreads like a wildfire, government would need to establish a place where people actually upload the information and verify on the spot. So, for example, let's say they have a WhatsApp account for people to forward it to the government and the government to reply straight away, say this is a fake news. Or they have a place, like previously, the previous government has a website called banania.my, if not mistaken, and they verify whether those information they are posted are fake or not. But unfortunately, the pace for people to verify is quite slow, because those people who receive this information may or may not know whether this information is true or not. They will need to check with third-party sources before they can actually verify.
So how much can AI actually help to determine whether a piece of news is, well, you know, whether it's fake or it's real?
Well, AI can help. AI can help to determine whether this information is fake or not. For example, if this information has been recirculated and recirculated and, you know, changing the name and changing the scenario, AI, using whatever data that they have, can verify whether this information is fake or not. But if someone is creative enough to create new fake news, then AI may have a difficulty in determining whether this information is fake or not.
Would this possible new law be any different from the anti-fake news law that we currently have?
Fake news law would only cover anything that's fake. But however, this new law that the government may want to impose, the 3 R's, the race, religion, and royalty, it covers more than just fake news. If, for example, if assuming that information, even if it's true, but it causes disharmony or racial riot, or for example, then this fake news act doesn't cover that part. In other words.
And if the government does eventually introduce a bill like this into Parliament, are there important considerations that they need to have to make sure that netizens are adequately protected, that this law, you know, in the wrong hands, doesn't become misused?
Oh, well, they should. At this juncture, it's very difficult, especially when the members of public themselves are not aware they're actually spreading, for example, fake news. A lot of times, like say, for example, they say this robbery had happened in this place, but the person forwarding it could be a senior citizen, or could be a housewife, that they have no means to verify, or they do not know how to verify this information. So in that sense, the government should have a soft approach, rather than, let's say this senior citizen has been caught doing it, rather than putting a very hard punishment on them or making their life difficult. More education, more leeway, in other words. Basically, it's not hard on the netizens themselves.
Cheng Leong, thank you so much for weighing in. That was lawyer Fung Cheng Leong with some of his thoughts on the government's initial plans to look into a new act for social media misuse. And we've been asking you what you think. Is an act like this something that's required in order to curb how people are using, or misusing rather, social media? Or is it going to come down to issues of really just personal education, kind of being a decent human being? So Shamil has this to say.
Maybe we need both. We need the bill for faster results, while education is also important so that we can be decent human beings and stop sharing false news.
That is always the hope. You can let us know what you think as well. Would you like to see a bill coming in to kind of curb social media misuse, or is it about education? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.